You are listening to the Audio Information Network of Colorado. This recording is intended to be used solely by individuals with barriers to print.
Hello. You are listening to the Audio Information Network of Colorado. Thank you for joining us for Food and Stuff. The following recording is intended for the use of blind, visually impaired, and print format disabled individuals. My name is Gretchen Miller. Today we're going to start off with a recipe from smittenkitchen.com, whole lemon meringue pie bars. These look so good. Nice and cool too for a hot day. I've apparently been wanting to make lemon meringue pie bars for at least 8 years as my decade plus log of everything I want to cook. Three different times I've tried to draft a recipe, but I always got stuck on how much was involved, both in three separate cooking processes and eggs, just so many eggs, whole eggs in the lemon portion, egg whites for the topping. It just felt like a lot, if not a deal breaker, enough reason for me to pause on the idea until I had a more efficient way to approach it. I found it in Susan Spungen's, who you might remember from this perfect tart tatin, latest cookbook, Open Kitchen, which focuses on cooking for casual entertainment, a distant memory these days, but I do love the breezy feeling recipes here. Spungen is a recipe developer and food stylist, and I know that the latter connotes images of a person moving parsley around with tweezers or using dental grip to get a cookie in place on set. But in reality, most food stylists I know arrive at work and are handed a stack of recipes that may or may not even work, which they have to cook and plate them in a very short window of time. The food stylists I know are very good cooks, skilled at cutting to the chase of a recipe. Spungen's book benefits from this. Spungen uses one of my favorite ways to make lemon bars. See whole lemon tart in the archives or whole lemon bars in the Smitten Kitchen Cookbook. With one whole lemon, rather than the fresh squeezed juice of half a dozen, to make a complexly flavored lemon bar. Only yolks go into the lemon portion and only whites in the meringue, and an efficiency of ingredients and processes I found deeply soothing. The resulting bars are wildly delicious. The sweet meringue, toasted like a marshmallow, is the perfect balance for the intense lemon bar. There are still three things to prep, but I add a few shortcuts. I make my crumb crust and whole lemon curd with cold butter, and I fast cool things in the freezer that make it more efficient. The bars you'll get to eat when you're done are fully worth it. Here's the recipe, whole lemon meringue pie bars. Serves 12 to 16, takes 1 hour, plus cooling times. Source is Open Kitchen by Susan Spungen. So let's talk about lemons. Spungen recommends a Meyer lemon for the whole lemon, but I've found in working on my own whole lemon bars that regular Eureka lemons are just fine so long as they're not too large. 4 to 4.5 ounces is ideal, and the skin isn't too thick. Cut the lemon in half and take a look at the thickness of the pith, the white layer of the skin. Does it look thick to you, perhaps even a quarter inch thick or larger? If so, go ahead and remove the skin only from one half of the lemon before proceeding. If it looks normal or not especially thick, you'll be just fine. So for the crust, you're going to need 9 whole graham cracker sheets, that's one sleeve, broken into pieces or 1.5 cups of crumbs, 1/4 cup of granulated sugar, a large pinch of salt, 5 tablespoons of unsalted butter cut into cubes, then the filling. 1 whole, preferably organic lemon, any variety, see the note we just talked about, and that lemon needs to be scrubbed. You're going to also need juice of a half a lemon, 4 large egg yolks, 8 tablespoons, which is 4 ounces of unsalted butter cut into cubes, and 1 cup of granulated sugar. 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract. It's optional. I happen to skip it. And a pinch of salt. For the meringue, you're going to need 4 large egg whites, 1 cup of granulated sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of pure vanilla extract, pinch of salt. To make the crust, heat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Line an 8 by 8 inch baking pan with two pieces of parchment trimmed to fit, going in both directions, with some extra hanging over for easy removal of the bars later. Place the graham crackers, sugar, and salt in the bowl of a food processor and process until the fine crumbs form. Add the cold butter and pulse until the cold butter blends into the crumbs. It should look and feel like wet sand. Transfer to the prepared pan and mix it up with your hands to make sure the butter is well distributed. Press into the pan, going up the sides a bit, and bake for 10 minutes or until just golden, and then let cool while you make the filling. For making the filling, you're going to trim the stem end of the whole lemon and cut it into thin slices. Remove any seeds. Add to a food processor or blender jar, preferably a high-speed blender, along with the lemon juice, egg yolks, butter, sugar, vanilla if you're using it, and salt, and blend until very smooth, scraping down the sides as needed. Pour over the crust, it's okay if it's still warm, and bake for 30 minutes or until it is bubbling and browning around the edges. It won't look at all set and might even look like a total mess, like unevenly browned or bubbly, but it will set up as it cools. Place on a cooling rack. After about 10 minutes, run a small, sharp knife around the edges. Cool completely, then chill until cold. I sped this up in a freezer. When completely chilled, carefully remove the parchment and, using a spatula, transfer to a small baking sheet. You can do this just before adding the topping. I missed this step and regretted it, because you want the paper off before you try to toast the top, or it will, burn. So for making the meringue, an hour or so before serving, make the topping. Combine the egg whites, sugar, vanilla, and salt in the metal bowl of a stand mixer and set over a pan of simmering water. Keep the mixture moving using a whisk or the whisk attachment until the sugar is completely melted and it's hot to the touch, or about 160 degrees Fahrenheit. Transfer to a stand mixer and beat on high until glossy and very stiff, 2 to 3 minutes. Transfer to the top of the lemon bars, smooth out, and use a large serving fork to create a pattern in the meringue, or the back of a spoon or offset spatula to make swirls like you see here. To finish the bars, when you're ready to finish, use a kitchen torch or your oven's broiler to brown the meringue. Refrigerate until ready to serve, and then use a knife dipped into hot water to cut the bars into 12 to 16 squares, depending on how large you want them. That sounds pretty darn yummy. Next, we've got an article from Goop.com from the wellness section, coloring books plus a printout for meditation. I picked this article because I love to color in coloring books. And, you know, when you get over the age of, I don't know, maybe 15, you start to feel silly doing it. But I think it's a great thing, and I think it is very meditative. So there are times when we sit down to meditate and hit that feeling of absolute tranquility and lightness. Yes, it's great. But it's not the only way to access meditation. Sometimes we get that feeling in the middle of a run or doing a puzzle or folding a heap of flour over itself in pursuit of the perfect sourdough. That's great too. Therein lies the answer to meditation hesitancy. It's not always about sitting on a cushion with your eyes closed. When we expand our practice out into our active lives, and also understand that our active lives are an act of meditation, we allow ourselves the opportunity to meditate more. Karenina Murillo and Rune Degget, the founders of the coloring method, have found a way to bring the worlds of sitting meditation and active meditation together. Each of their books is dedicated to a particular method or mantra. You read about the traditional techniques and learn how to apply them through breath work and a series of repeated statements. And then you apply them to an active practice, a super streamlined minimalist coloring book. In addition to being a solid analog alternative to meditation apps, the coloring method is simple, chic, and easy. Here's a Q&A with Karenina Murillo and Rune Dig it. Question. Why did you create a coloring book for meditation? Answer. Murillo. When I was a potter in New York, I was always thinking about how pottery was this very Zen practice. It is very process-oriented. You're present with your material, the clay, the moment, and the space, and you become very in tune with the play between your hands and your spirit. From then on, I started thinking about how beautiful it could be just to drink a cup of tea, make a loaf of bread, or make art as a monotask, a form of meditation itself. As I started to introduce the subject of meditation to friends and family, I realized that for them it felt distant or intimidating, something monks and monasteries do. But knowing my own experience with pottery, I knew we could engage with meditation through our own sensory activities. It's a bridge between activity and stillness. I want to create a method for active meditation that would be easy, visual, and practical. And that became the coloring method. Dig it. I know that my attention improves when I'm actively doing something. Sometimes I'll be in a meeting and I'll start drawing in order to focus better on what people are saying. From my perspective, that's why this method of coloring for meditation is so powerful. It makes me so much more aware of what I'm taking in. Question. What's the advantage of something like a coloring book versus an app or other tech? Answer. Murillo. The advantage of something analog is that you have to engage with it. You can turn on a guided meditation app and zone out and forget about it, or you could be interrupted by a text. But the form of pencil and paper requires a different type of attention. It opens up the space to put the phone down and just be with yourself. It's also a way to fit meditation into your day without looking as if you're meditating. Not everyone wants to close their eyes on a park bench or at their desk at work. For me, it's nice to have this space for myself without having to explain to everyone what I'm doing, and it's there for me at any time. Question. How does the coloring method work? What are the traditions behind the books? Answer. Murillo. The key aspect is to use simple visuals as aids for introspection, reflection, and self-compassion. We translated traditional meditative practices such as metta meditation from Buddhism, mantras from Vedic meditation, and pranayama and other breathwork into visual exercises that are interactive. We talk about these traditions in further detail in the introduction to each coloring book. In the books, you're guided through present moment awareness through mindful breathing, focused through coloring, and embodying positive messages through affirmations. Dig it. In order to do that, these couldn't look like regular coloring books. When you look at a coloring book, they're full of beautiful visuals, but they're often overwhelming. We needed the illustrations in these books to be as simple as possible. They look almost too simple, but that's exactly why it works. You can focus on the current moment rather than on which pencil you pick up next. Question. How can coloring help us access loving kindness meditation? Answer. Murillo. Our book, Daily Self Blessings, is founded in Buddhist metta meditation, also called loving kindness. It's focused on feeling self-benevolence. The research behind metta shows that the relationship that we have with ourselves expands outward and impacts the relationships we have with others. And the way we see our relationships within our own inner worlds greatly affects our well-being. Using loving kindness, we can transform our way of relating to the world and move toward connection in both belief and behavior. As I began to practice metta myself, visuals really helped. We translated what worked best into the book, A Human Image to Represent Oneself. It feels like looking at yourself in the mirror. So as you repeat the statements, may I be happy, may I be healthy, may I be safe, and may I live with ease, you're directing those statements at this reflection, which you're coloring in. It's a very intimate experience. So there is a print to download on the website, goop.com/wellness/mindfulness/coloring-book-for-coloring-book-for-meditation. /meditation/ I always get those confused. Sorry, the one that goes to the right at the top. But I'm going to go ahead and read this part. So here's a coloring prompt to print and try. Mario and Degette have developed a single-page version of Loving Kindness Exercise, which you can print out and try at home. It's an introduction to what the coloring method is all about. For this exercise, start with attention to your breath. How does it feel in your body when you inhale? Can you feel your abdomen rising as your lungs fill with air? What's your exhale like? Then bring that breath into active practice. As you color the shapes of each human body and the circle around it, inhale slowly and exhale slowly, matching the pace of your breath with your movement. As you do so, repeat the blessing below the image to yourself. Repeat this practice as many times as you need to, then move on to the next image. The books go into further detail on the meditation techniques they use, including space for journaling and building upon your practice as you gain experience. Question: how can coloring meditations amplify the effect of a mantra? Answer: Mario says, I took a yoga teacher training about 2 years ago, during which I developed a great love for mantras. I had a little mala necklace, which you use similarly to prayer beads, except that you're repeating mantras to yourself. It's about exploring a certain positive message, knowing what the message means, and then embodying it within yourself. It's not about manifesting, but rather it's a way of opening the door for inner dialogue. For example, with I am safe, you repeat a mantra for safety as you color. And as you do so, you naturally focus on what that message means. What does it mean to be safe? What draws me to this message? Why is this important to me? What has been my relationship to feeling safe? The book guides you to feel through the message itself through sensorial questions, journaling, and coloring. Like, if I feel safe at this moment, how would I speak? How would I think? How would I listen? What would safety taste like? And what would it sound like? Karen Murillo and Rune Degette are the founders and creative team behind the coloring method, including the books Daily Self Blessings and I Am Safe. We're going to move on to a recipe from Smitten Kitchen for corn salad with chili and lime. For July 4th, we hosted a dozen people. No, we don't have space for this, but why? Learn now. And I prepared 6 racks of ribs, a double batch of broccoli slaw, a kind of ad hoc potato salad with mustardy Caesary vinaigrette, a charred corn salad, a flag cake and lemonade, Aperol spritzes, sous and tonics, watermelon, and then we went up to the roof to light sparklers and watch the fireworks. And approximately 95% of the people who slid into my DMs after seeing photos of all of this on Instagram only asked me about the corn. It's okay. My ribs feelings will eventually recover. I get it, though. It's kind of cute. I'd unquestionably wear it as a printed skirt, especially with pink pickled onions, many shakes of tagine, which is a chili lime salt, and cilantro on top. Corn salad is loosely modeled on esquites, the Mexican street snack. Typically, corn is cooked in butter with onions, chilies, and epazote, which is an herb, and served in cups with lime juice, chili powder, mayo, and crumble cheese. And I don't care what you think or think you think of mayo, you will inhale it and then want another cup immediately. You often see these same ingredients slathered on the corn on the cob, but I was craving more distinct layers of flavor, a cool dressing, warm corn, and then crunchy heat and acidity on top. Also, I dreaded imagining the condition of my children's, okay, my clothes, if I made the slathered on version, but that's not exactly a culinary decision. The result is basically inhalable. Each element gets to be its best, its self, and nothing mingles long enough to get monotonous or lingers, so you'll just have to make it every weekend for as long as the good corn lasts. Here is the recipe for for corn salad with chili and lime. If you cannot find cotija, use queso fresco, ricotta salata, feta, or another crumbly sharp cheese. Most cotija is salty and a little funky. I didn't need any salt in my sauce below the corn, but with a milder cheese, you probably will. You're going to need 1/2 of a small red onion, thinly sliced, 2 tablespoons of red wine vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon of granulated sugar, slightly heaped 1/4 teaspoon of kosher salt, 6 medium ears of corn shucked, 1/3 cup of sour cream, 1/3 cup of mayonnaise, 3 ounces, which is about a heaped 1/2 cup of crumbled cotija cheese, 1 lime halved, tagine, which is seasoning or chili powder, and a handful of fresh cilantro leaves. You're going to combine the red onion, red wine vinegar, 2 tablespoons of cold water, salt, and sugar in a bowl or jar. Set in fridge until needed. The onions will be very lightly pickled by the time you've done assembling the salad. But if you can give it 1 to 2 hours in the fridge, they'll be moreso. Heat a grill to medium high. Lightly oil grill grates and place corn cobs directly on them. Cook the corn until charred and spots all over, turning as often as needed. Transfer them to a cutting board to cool slightly. If you don't have a grill, I have often charred corn directly over the gas flame on my stove. Be careful, it will crackle and spatter a little. Your oven's broiler, should it be more robust than mine, might also work for the task. And while you're grilling your corn, combine your sour cream, mayo, and cotija cheese, spread on the bottom of your serving plate, and then cut the corn from the cobs with a sharp knife and heap it over the cheese spread on the platter. Squeeze the juice of 1/2 a lime all over, then scatter the corn with pickled onions from the fridge. Generously shake tagine or chili powder all over, and if you're using plain chili powder, season with salt and an extra squeeze of lime too. Then you're going to top with cilantro leaves. Cut the remaining lime 1/2 into wedges and serve alongside. Eat right away while the dressing is cold and the corn is hot. We've got time for at least one quick recipe. We'll maybe get in 2. This is for carrot orange margarita. You can always talk yourselves into thinking that it's healthy. The unusual pairing of carrot juice with tequila piqued our interest when GP raved about a carrot juice margarita that she had on a trip to Mexico a few years back. Turns out it's pretty darn good. Here's what you need. 2 ounces of carrot juice, 2 ounces of orange juice, 2 ounces of Blanco tequila, 1 ounce of triple sec, and 1 ounce of lime juice. You're going to combine all ingredients and serve over ice in a salt-rimmed glass. This was originally featured in The Skinny on Tequila and 2 Virtuous Cocktails. Tip, this is great to batch for a crowd. And our last recipe for GP's Coco Espresso Martini. Sweet, nutty, rich, chocolatey, and slightly bitter. This is the perfect after-dinner drink. This makes you're going to need 1 1/2 ounces of vodka, 1 1/2 ounces of macadamia nut milk, 2 teaspoons of maple syrup, 1 teaspoon of good quality cocoa powder, 1 shot of espresso, and a pinch of salt. You're going to combine all ingredients in a shaker with ice, shake vigorously, and strain into a martini glass. This was originally featured in Gwyneth Paltrow, Kate Hudson, and their Cocoa Espresso Martini. Tip, we like Valrhona cocoa powder. That's Valrhona. This is the Audio Information Network of Colorado. Thank you for joining us for Food and Stuff. My name is Gretchen Miller. We invite you to please stay tuned for our next program.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aincolorado.org. or by calling 303-786-7777.